Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 13, verses 53 to 58, a prophet without honor. We're surrounded by a world of spiritually blind people who desperately need to know who Jesus is. Look at those first couple of verses there in Matthew 13, verse 53. Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these parables, that he departed from there, when he had come to his own country. The parables were complete. We looked at them in three sessions, parts one, part two, and part three. And Jesus moved on. He made a visit to his hometown of Nazareth, where his family still lived. And while he was there, Jesus taught in the synagogue. How the people of Nazareth responded is important to note. A close look at the passage reveals a fatal assumption that led to an unfortunate result. Just consider in our text the threefold response that affected Jesus' ministry among the hometown crowd. First, the people received an opportunity. Look at the second part of verse 54. He taught them in their synagogue so that they were astonished. They were okay at this point, and they could have come to faith, but they were at also a dangerous place, a fork in the road. To the left was the trap of human perspective, sight versus faith. To the right was the path of revealed truth. Sadly, the people Jesus grew up with chose the road to the left. And that decision determined their thinking from that moment on the road they chose. Led them to its destination. It's logical conclusion. Deception. So, first, the people received an opportunity. Second, the people then resisted the truth. The third part of verse 54. And said, where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Where did this man get all these things? This began the destiny of their fatal decision. They ignored the spiritual and focused in on the physical. They got stuck on his human origins. Notice the flow of thoughts. The same question is asked twice. Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Where then did this man get all these things? And in between, is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas, and his sisters, are they not all with us? The first time they asked the question, they were at the fork in the road and still had the choice to make. By the time they asked it again, they were far down the path they had chosen. Pride can keep us doing dumb things. They expressed contempt for Jesus. They were astonished, not at his preaching, not at his doctrine, but that he was able to do anything at all. He had no formal education. So where in the world did this wisdom and these mighty works come from? You see, people tend to measure others by their own standards. He had no social standing. He came from poverty, and his father was just a carpenter. But what is wrong with being an honest tradesman? Some believe that a branch is not worthy unless it's the top one or the biggest one on the tree. Because they chose the path of human perspective and ignored the truth, their thoughts could lead to only one conclusion. They were offended at him. And then third, the people rejected the prize. Verse 57, 58. So they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country and in his own house. Now he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. They were offended at him. Opportunity for faith was now past for these people. In the end, they received nothing. By default, they rejected the prize. Jesus responded to their contempt. He was not concerned with reaction to his message. He did not react or get offended. He did not answer them. Their offense was not worthy of giving significance to. Prophets should have honor, and prophets should be received at home. A prophet is not without honor except in his own country and in his own house. In today's words, familiarity breeds contempt. Because they knew Jesus from his youth, he was not special to them. The sad result? Not many miracles. Jesus did not do much ministry in Nazareth, his own hometown. Why? Because they were now so far down the wrong path. Every one of us comes to forks in the road with the same two options available to us. A, respond to the circumstance with the light of truth from God's word, or B, react according to human understanding. You give that some thought, and have a great day.